1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is
caught. This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Good morning from a sun-drenched PennWest University, California's Lilly Field and the WPIL Softball Championships, day number two. Today, Greensports.net and the NFHS Network, in conjunction with the WPIL, bring you the 1A Softball Championship, featuring the number one seed Union Scotties and the two seed Mikes of Carmichael's. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Bob Orquist beside me. Jason Tennant's our producer. Brett Gambita, Eric Bennett, Scott Donnelly handling the cameras here this afternoon. Welcome into the Iron Synergy pregame show here on Green Sports and on NFHS. Three championships have been won by the Union Scotties. They just, like, when the brackets are announced, they're coming. They come every year, it seems like. They've been here, what, 7 years in a row now?
7 years in a row, which is a WPIL record, Bob. Also, it's kind of an annual date with Carmichael's. This will be the third straight year that they are taking on the Mighty Mikes. Union trying to get its fourth title in the last 5 years. They defeated Carmichael's last year and back in 2023. Good morning to you, and I like sun-drenched as well.
Oh, my. Sure beats the other drench that we were yesterday morning.
It's a big difference,
and I'm
what
sure,
a day makes, right?
I'm sure the crew here at Lilly Field happy to not have to do nearly as much work in prepping, particularly the warning track. They did run the drag over it instead of the squeegee today, which was a wonderful, wonderful sight. The Mikes coming across as the two seed, wins over Sewickley Academy and West Green. Union, the one seed, beat Jeanette and Jefferson Morgan. We'll take a little deeper dive into things when we come back on the Iron Synergy pregame show here on greensports.net and NFHS.
Safety and integrity. Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Welcome back to Lilly Field in the WPIL 1A Softball Championship game pregame taking place. The Mikes finishing up their pregame warm-up, so we're still about, 11-12 minutes away from first pitch here today. Our coverage is brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Coverage also brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kinetic, Internet better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Iron Synergy pregame show. Scotties have won three WPIL championships. They've won three of the last four. Carmichael's, it's coming up on 30 years since they won their only WPIL titles, 1997 and 98. A direct connection, though, to this year's squad with the pitcher Bailey Barniak genetically in position to follow on the family tree. Their mom, Nikki Gasty, then won both of those WPIL championships.
There's another genetic connection, as Nikki Gasty's catcher back in the championship runs was Abby McMinn. Hmm. And Abby McMinn is actually Kenley Macheski's mother. So there you go. You had a battery back then, and you've got daughters playing today. So if you want to break a 28-year string, right, it's a good duo to do it for the Mighty Mikes.
In the 3-4 game yesterday, Jefferson Morgan, a 5-4 winner over West Green. So Jeff Morgan claims the final WPIL berth in the PIAA softball playoffs, set to begin on Monday. And Jeff Morgan will travel into District 10, a site yet to be officially announced, will take on District 10 champion Cambridge Springs. The winner of our game, this 1-2 showdown, I have Purchase Line as the District 6 third-place finisher. The winner will host Purchase Line. The loser of this game will travel to Berlin to take on Berlin Brothers Valley. Some chips and pretzels before you come home.
That's a good road trip if you're going to go. Their second straight D5 title for Berlin Brothers Valley. And Jefferson Morgan getting into the state playoffs since, I believe it was 2017, where the Rockets were WPIL champs, their last trip to the PIAA playoffs.
Here on the Iron Synergy pregame show, we're going to get you the starting lineups when we come back here on greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And welcome back to Penn West, California's Lilly Field in the WPIL 1A Softball Championship. Let's take a look at those starting lineups for today's game. First of all, for the two seed, Mikes of Carmichael, 17-4 record under head coach Dave Briggs. Second baseman Keilani Chun will lead off. She'll be followed by the pitcher Bailey Barniak and shortstop Karis McConnell. Catcher Kenley Macheski in the four spot, followed by first baseman Jocelyn Carter and the left fielder Peyton Plavey. Center fielder Bentley Lucas bats seventh, followed by the designated player Giannicola Russo and the right fielder Avery Voidhofer. Flex player is the third baseman Lily Sisler. For the top-seeded Union Scotties, 18-2 mark on the year for head coach Doug Fisher. Olivia Williams will play short and bat first, followed by third baseman Maddie Settle and the catcher Ireland Fisher. First baseman Olivia Benedict in the four spot. Nevaeh Hunt will play center and bat fifth, followed by the second baseman Maggie Joseph. Pitcher Corinne Shannon will bat in the seven spot, followed by the left fielder Emily Ross and the right fielder Samantha Confer. No DP for the Union Scotties in today's championship game. Get these title games in today. These are champions in our three contests here today. The only games in town for the WPIL. Our champions today will join 6A Hempfield, who won their 10th WPIL championship yesterday, sitting on top of the heap along with Baldwin and Stowe Rocks. Shaler Area winning the 5A championship, 10-2 win over North Hills. And in the 2A title game, Bentworth winning their first ever, stopping Neshanic from a five-peat. And the Bentworth Bearcats with a 4-1 victory here yesterday. And the Bearcats will get to open the PIAA playoffs as district champion and play somewhere close home around the Bentleyville area.
So good stuff, right? It's always a fun time to be here. Metro, we got great weather. We are officially closing down the WPIL seasons. Spring sports will be done. State playoffs next for the next couple of weeks. And then we rest for a little bit. Very little bit. Some of us get more rest.
Yeah.
No rest for Bob Gregg.
Planning on seeing you in August, perhaps. I hope you'll be available to come down to Washington County again and take part in the 75th anniversary celebration of Pony Baseball.
Okay, I'm going to write that in my calendar.
I'll get
it's
you the
on
dates.
Record now. You heard that? Okay.
I'll get you the dates.
Well, appreciate that, Bob. Thank you. That is your next venture. You do a great job. You and everyone involved with the Pony League Baseball World Series. Fantastic work, as always.
I am thrilled to participate, and I'm even more thrilled now in the twilight years of my service there that there are people who do a whole lot more than I do anymore. Spent 35 years chairing that committee, and we kept the event in Washington, and B, the event took off and finally grew to something that we always thought it could be and has become, and a lot of people have huge parts in all of that, and we're thrilled.
It's a great thing. It's great work that everyone involved does. Last year was my first time being involved, so this year, too, would be a streak now for me.
Indeed.
So that's good.
Starting lineups being introduced to the crowd here, and boy, what a great crowd filing in here. We see the light blue T-shirts for many folks. A bunch of them wearing U's on their hats, but there is plenty of royal blue all around the place. The Scotties in their royal blue jerseys and baseball pants, softball pants, I should call them. You know, it's not right to call them baseball pants here.
That's correct. By the way, a longer drive to get here from Lawrence County, but a drive they're certainly familiar with, right? Seven straight years. Their fans, in some way or another, had to make that trip. A little shorter drive for Carmichael's, but one of the drive homes will be happier. Unlike 6A, right? You know that if you lose today, you're disappointed, but you've got another tournament to get ready for starting next Monday.
You know, one of the things, there were a couple of years where I think Union and Neshanic played for the WPIL. Had both come clear down here.
Right.
And they're like, hey, how about we just play at Mohawk or something like that?
They were talking about that yesterday, too, with a couple of the northern teams being involved.
We're going to get set for the first pitch. The WPIL 1A softball championship on the line. The Union Scotties and the Carmichael's Mikes will have it here as we wrap up the Iron Synergy pregame show on greensports.net, video on NFHS.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsenergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Union Scotties have taken the field. Corinne Shannon in the circle, about to make her 18th pitching appearance. 14-1 record with a 2.29 earned run average. Worked 82 and two-thirds innings, during which she's allowed 56 hits and 40 walks. That's a 1.16 whip, certainly in tolerable numbers. Batters hitting a paltry 183 against. She's allowed 27 earned runs over those 82 and two-third. Walked 40, struck out a buck 26.
She had big shoes to fill in as Mia Prus, so it was great in her four-year career at
Union. It only 4 years?
It just seems like more.
Seemed like a long time. We used to joke with W&J when they would play Rowan in the mid-90s that outstanding linebacker at Rowan was on the six-year plan, only went to school in the fall.
Mia Prus at Canisius now. Canisius Scott College. She threw a no-hitter in the championship game. So Union has got Corinne Shannon in, and like I said, big shoes to fill, but she's filled them admirably.
Shannon winds and deals. First pitch caught by Ireland Fisher. Misses outside. Ball one to Kalani Chun. John Petrone umpiring at home plate. Sam Puglisi, Brian Ralston, and Bill Boehner working the bases for the WPIL. Check the rest of the defense here in a minute. Pitch misses outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Shannon deals right down the middle for a called strike. Ireland Fisher catching. Olivia Benedict at first. Maggie Joseph at second. And Maddie Settle at third. Olivia Williams, the shortstop. Outfield left to right. Emily Ross, Nevaeh Hunt, and Samantha Confer. 2-1 pitch right back off the glove of the pitcher. Shannon busting down the line to first. Safe with an infield single is Kalani Chun.
Hit it well. And a chance for Shannon, if she gets that cleanly, to get the line out. But Chun does her job, the sophomore second baseman. Gets on with an infield single.
Going to run that replay one more time. Watch that she actually closed as the glove closed as the ball gets there, and it hit the very end of it. If the glove's open, might get in. And it might have stuck if that happened. But off the glove and an infield single for Chun. Bailey Barniak to bat now. First pitch for a ball.
Kalani Chun, by the way, three-sport athlete at Carmichael's, also playing basketball and part of the girls' volleyball team.
Barniak, a 5.08 season average, takes a fastball at the knees for ball two. If you've watched much D1 softball this year, the general consensus is the NCAA, or at least their umpires, have shrunk the strike zone, thus the huge increase in the number of home runs. That pitch misses inside. It's ball three. I was going to say that we have not seen that here in WPIL softball, though I'm not convinced that we're not seeing it right now. But that 1-0 pitch looked pretty good, but called a ball, and now it's 3-0. Shannon glaring in has the sign. The right-hander for Union rocks and deals. Pitch right down the middle for a called strike.
I cannot testify to the shrunken strike zone, but I can testify to the home run part. We've only got one so far in the three games yesterday, a grand slam.
We have one here, but I think D1 softball, I think the number I heard was like 1,700 more home runs this year. Like, that's impressive.
It is.
3-1 to Barniak, swings at a ball four. That pitch up above the letters. And now the count full at 3-2.
All the hitters like that high pitch, though, and I agree with you. I think that was ball four, but took a good wrap. Great pitcher. Great hitter as well, Beatty Barniak, the senior, who was headed to IUP to continue our softball career.
Three balls, two strikes. Shannon winds and deals. Barniak beats it in the ground off of her foot. Foul. Everybody will reset. Shannon trying to come back from a 3-0 count. Barniak trying to follow Chun reaching base and hoping to do so without forcing Chun on an infield play. Right-hander Shannon winds and deals. Ball stroke to right field. Down the line coming in is Confer. Almost overran it. Makes the grab in foul territory. And Chun takes the extra 60 feet with Confer going to the ground.
It's good awareness by Chun. And that's a good play by the right fielder Confer. She went over, and the angle she took, we had a great view of it, straight across instead of taking a step or two back. And then, obviously, if she has the glove on her left hand, it might be an easier catch. But she does make the play, but Carmichaels does get the extra base.
Fly out to right in foul territory. Batter now is Karis McConnell. McConnell takes an off-speed pitch low for ball one.
It's a good duo back-to-back, Barniak and McConnell, both three-time All-State honorees for their softball exploits.
Runner at second and one out. McConnell swings and foul tips one back to the backstop. Big game in the WPIL semifinals. McConnell with a two-run home run, a walk, a triple, three RBI, and three runs scored. Ball and a strike to count. Pitch hit to left field, going to get down. Chun signaled around third. Strong throw coming from the outfield is cut off by the pitcher. RBI single for Karis McConnell, and Carmichaels takes a 1-0 lead.
So the extra base by Chun and her awareness comes through. And you mentioned McConnell having a great job in the semifinals, the senior. Three-time All-State gets the first run and batted in here in the top of the first in this one.
Kelly Macheski comes to the plate. She's hitting .415. By the way, McConnell now 35 runs batted in on the season.
Next up, number 21,
and here's the other thing about that extra base. Yeah, Chun was able to score on the base hit. If she's still at first, I don't think she gets to third.
I agree with
on
you.
On the base hit.
That's a great point. She would not.
It would have been first and second.
And Union did it well, too. They hit the cutoff player, Shannon, the pitcher, but that's just McConnell. Great speed and awareness there. She gets the extra base, but that's a great point. It probably would be first and second.
Yep. Instead, it's a run in and another runner at second base.
Little things, right? Little details like that add up.
That's a ball and a strike on Macheski. Pitch misses outside for a ball. Jason, I want to do something with the pitcher, Corinne Shannon, and the way she works her hands. She spends very little time with the hands together. You have to put the hands together with the ball on the rubber, but she does that, and then the ball comes right out and is tucked back behind her. See if we get a chance to focus in on that ball fouled off by Macheski. Count even up at 2-2. And some pitchers, they spend a lot of time with the hands together. She does not. They're working the ball on the hip at the moment. She's still off the rubber. And Once you engage the rubber, you do have to put the hands together, but they are. And then, boy, right away, tuck that ball behind the hip. Pitch tails inside and hits the batter, Macheski. Three of the first four batters aboard for Carmichael's here in the top of the first.
You take that, a way to get started. The number two seed, 2-1. So Chalk.
Going to get a runner for Macheski at first base. And that's going to be Caitlin Kramer. Kramer has five steals, though second base currently occupied. You wouldn't want to try that right at the moment unless the one in front of you is also running.
Well, that player, Karis McConnell, needs to be aware of that is in the plans for Carmichael's.
Jocelyn Carter to bat now. Again, Macheski, the catcher, entitled when she reaches base for a courtesy runner. And that is Caitlin Kramer. First pitch to Carter, up and away for ball one. And Corinne Shannon just has not settled in. Those numbers, I mean, she faces plenty of traffic.
She does, right? And also, this is her first chance in the true spotlight in the circle. Just playing behind Mia Pruse the last couple of years. Still a different feeling. Still the laborious first inning. Top of the first continuing.
Pitch up and in, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. 229 earned run average for the starter. Count comes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Carter. With two runners aboard, Carter hits a ground ball foul wide of first. That'll even the count at 2-2. McConnell at second, Kramer the courtesy runner at first. We're going to get knocked off. I just can sense it coming. Swing and a miss. Ball in on the hands. Elevated. Carter chases it. Second out of the inning. First strike out of the game for Shannon.
It's a big out to Shannon. Maybe a chance that'll settle in. Trying to strand these two runners.
Peyton Plavey to the plate. 3.11 average. Batting here in the middle part of the order. Just five runs batted in. A chance with a base hit here to get another one. Shannon's first pitch is high, goes clean to the backstop. That one, good speed, and I tell you, Ireland Fisher's an outstanding catcher, and that ball fooled her and got by her in a hurry.
Indeed, really high heat that gets back to the screen. So the two runners, McConnell to third, and the pinch runner, Kramer, now at second in scoring position here for the Mighty Mikes. They've already got one across.
Wild pitch advances the runners. Shannon rocks and deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Thigh-high fastball over the plate.
Plavey, by the way, also three-port star. Also basketball and girls volleyball. Plavey, Barniak, and McConnell, the three tri-captains for Carmichael's this season.
Mike's with a run in. Runners at second and third and two out. Fastball above the letters. Big thanks to the entire crew here at Penn West University, California, and to the WPIO executive staff. Big help both yesterday and today. Certainly appreciate that. Pitch in for a called strike. We'll even the count at 2-2. Like Shannon took a little something off. It was not the good changeup, but a little something off. Wanted to get that count even at 2-2. Plavey ready. Shannon is as well. The righty deals. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Elevated. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the threat. But Carmichael's comes up with a run on two hits. Two runners left aboard. We go to the second inning. It is, or to the bottom of the first, excuse me. It's Carmichael's 1. Union coming to bat here on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit PowerOfBowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at PowerOfBowser.com. PowerOfBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Bailey Barniak in the circle, of course, for Carmichael's. Every game, every inning, every pitch has come off the right hand of Bailey Barniak. 121 and a third innings, 230 strikeouts. Ground ball, first baseman handles Jocelyn Carter. One pitch, one out. Olivia Williams retired on the roller.
Just the continued great career of Bailey Barniak. I noticed that as well, too. We got the statistics. I'm like, wow. Well, there's your girl, right? Your horse. 880 career Ks, 68 and 11. Three-time All-State. Mentioned she's headed to IUP.
Batter now as Maddie Settle takes first pitch high. An ERA of 0.35. That is one-third of a run every seven innings. And a whip of 0.53. That is less than that, just over a half of a walk and hit combined every inning pitched. 39 hits, 25 walks, 6 earned runs this year. Pitch to Settle. Floats inside. Catches the corner for a called strike. Two balls and a strike. Maddie Settle, a 333 average. There is home run power up and down this lineup. Williams, who grounded out the first, has three on the year. Settle with a home run and 15 runs batted in. Pitch down low. There's that squeeze strike zone we talked about.
Here comes the wind.
Indeed.
That's a precursor when Ireland Fisher steps up. She's the career all-time home run leader at Union. Yeah. Doug Fisher, the head coach, his daughter.
12 home runs this year. Three balls and a strike, the count on Maddie Settle. And Patron has been consistent, at least so far. That pitch has been a ball both directions. That's what it is. This one right down the middle at the waist for a called strike. Will fill the count at 3-2.
Barniak making sure she got a strike there. Took a little something off of the fastball.
Two pitch from Barniak. Beat on the ground, foul through the coach's box at third. Yeah, good strong breeze kicking up here. Old Glory at the full extension. Good thing we got the weights on the tent here, though. I might have to stand on one of those corners here.
Well, if you want to hit the ball to left center or left field, that's where the wind is blowing out at Lily Field.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. 3-2 popped up behind home plate, going to drift back and out of play.
I lost the audio when you went to the game. I got it.
First pitch ground out off the bat of Olivia Williams. And now Maddie Settle is battling here. A couple of two-strike foul balls. Off-speed pitch hit in the air down the left field line. Diving attempt in foul territory. Catch is not made, but great effort there by Peyton Plavey.
Got that right, Plavey. Fantastic job to get there. Get at least to get a chance at that. You like that effort, no question.
So another 3-2 pitch is due to Maddie Settle with Ireland Fisher standing in on deck. 3-2 pitch. Barniak misses high for a walk. Eight, nine pitch at bat there in the two spot. Always love two hitters. Could have something to do with that's where I had my best success, but it's just a mindset. You're up there to see a bunch of pitches and extend things, have good bat control, good strike zone awareness. Here comes Ireland Fisher. She's up there to bash the ball. There's not a whole lot of question. 12 home runs, 40 runs batted in, and a .532 season batting average. She has a pretty good idea what she's doing with that stick in her hand.
When this run started for head coach Doug Fisher and the Union Scotties,
swing and a miss.
Ireland's sister, his other daughter, Skyler, was a part of this team, 2019. So Ireland Fisher, by the way, is an Akron recruit. It's been a family affair for the Fishers in this run.
Ball and a strike to the batter. Off-speed pitch. Great delivery there from Barniak. Same arm motion and just pulled the string on it. Now 1-2.
I think the job description outside of the two, right? Everyone likes to bash the ball. 3-4-5. That's where your bashers are. Her career record home run, by the way, in these playoffs for Ireland Fisher was an inside the park home run.
Here comes the 1-2 up and away. Runner on the move. Throw down to second. Not in time. Stolen base for Settle. Count even at the plate at 2-2. 13 steals now on the year for Maddie Settle. I think I saw Fisher hit an inside the park last year at Montour and also hit one about 30 feet over the left field fence in the same game.
They count the same. There's a little less effort running the bases on the 30-foot over the fence, but 33 of those on her all-time career ledger.
Count runs full now. Back-to-back hitters. Barniak has worked full on the count. The right-hander winds and deals. Misses high, ball four. Two walks, one out in the inning. Batters Olivia Benedict. Four home runs and 24 runs batted in. Mentioned home runs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. First seven spots all have home runs for the Union Scotties.
Olivia Benedict is a Slippery Rock commit, so she'll be playing Division II softball.
Erica Reigert will run at first base. Courtesy runner for the catcher, Ireland Fisher. So two on, one out. Olivia Benedict stands in. First pitch to Benedict. Flared foul to the backstop screen.
Erica Reigert, by the way, the freshman, also a basketball player. Her brother is a two-sport athlete at Union, football and basketball, Swayze Riger. He's also on my all-name team.
Barniak trying to put down the uprising. Mike's leading by a 1-0 score, but that's certainly in peril.
So she gets Williams, right? One of the top average hitters in the WPIL on one pitch. Then it's been a little bit of a struggle with back-to-back walks and behind in the count here against Benedict.
Yeah, 8 or 9 pitches to Settle, 6 pitches to Fisher. Barniak misses high again, overthrowing that fastball. Kenley Macheski getting a workout back behind the plate. 2 balls and a strike to Olivia Benedict. Barniak deals, 2-1 delivery. Misses up. Does she swing at that? Boy, are you going to get the strike call?
I thought it missed low and outside as well.
You got the graphic up there, partner. Yeah, I thought that was low and away, but got the strike call.
It's where it crosses, not where it ends up.
So it brings us to 2-2. Pitch is popped foul to the backstop netting by Benedict as she avoids the out pitch. one to be sure that you all knew who was playing where, since I haven't run that defensive alignment yet. Ground ball to second. Flipped to short for one. The relay to first, not in time. Runners at the corners now in two out. Chun to McConnell to retire the courtesy runner, Reichert. Benedict safe at first, and Nevaeh Hunt comes to the plate.
A surprise, actually, that they threw that on the fielder's choice, but a nice job. It was a good job by Chun to get that over to McConnell. I got a chance to get out of this jam, two on, two outs.
4.49 average with five home runs. Hunt swings and misses underneath the pitch at the belt. Benedict at first has 13 steals on the year. Look for her to get going here. Maybe this pitch, swinging a foul ball. She was not, but had she been, she had to go back anyway.
Settling in maybe a little bit. That breaking pitch to the outside part in the previous at-bat against Benedict. Maybe getting Barniak in the groove. Chance to get her first strikeout right here on the 0-2.
0-2 pitch to the plate. Changeup swung on and missed. There it is. Couple of walks, but two runners left the board. Union unable to push anybody across. We played one inning. Your score, Carmichael's 1, Union nothing, here on the greensports.net, presented by First Federal Greene County with video on NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com.
Welcome back to Lily Field. Apologize about losing the end of that message. Bentley Lucas stands in against Corinne Shannon. Carmichael's one of the beauties of the Diamond Sports. I'll finish that in a second. First pitch, one hopper to second baseman Maggie Joseph, and Lucas retired on one pitch. One of the beauties of the Diamond Sports, baseball and softball, is that when you're batting, whatever your margin is can only get better. Unlike in football, you could be playing offense and ball ends up going the other direction and you give up a touchdown or get tackled for a safety. Your score can be negatively impacted. Can't happen in baseball and softball when you're batting. Can't happen. First pitch to Gianna Colarusso is a strike. Shannon winds and deals. Brings one in at the waist for called strike two. She has really settled after two hits and a hit batter and a run across for the Mikes in the top of the first.
Gianna Colarusso on the girls' volleyball team. There are 10 players who play softball also playing volleyball.
Swing and a miss. Third strikeout of the game for Shannon. And three of the last four batters down on strikes. Two out, nobody on, and the mic second. The batter is Avery Voithoffer, hitting 295 on the year.
Voithoffer is another of the volleyball players, also basketball.
Roller gets past the circle. Tough play for the shortstop, but in time, Williams throws to Benedict to retire Voithoffer, and the mic's set down in order here in the second. We've played 1.5. Your score, Carmichael's 1, Union nothing, here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
Rev up your summer in Greene County, Pennsylvania. Experience high-energy motocross, drag racing, powerful truck pulls, and lively car shows all season long. Feel the power at the Greene County Megapool, Saturday, June 13th at the Greene County Fairgrounds. Watch elite drivers and high-horsepower machines battle it out in an adrenaline-filled showcase of strength and skill. Don't miss this action-packed American tradition. Start your engines and plan your trip at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Go to the bottom of the second inning.
Pretty efficient top of the second for Corinne Shannon on the in the circle.
6, 7, 8 hitters due up for the Scotties. Again, they do not use a DP. Barniak misses high. She has been high when she's been out of the zone for the most part today.
I think that she had that good low strike, as I talked about, in the bottom of the first, which kind of settled her in, unlike me. Stranded the two runners.
Fastball above the waist. Two balls and no strikes. Yeah, the strikeout was on the changeup, but when she's been hard, it's been high. Another 2-0 count here. Pitch to Joseph. Misses high. Ball three. Walk two in the first through a bunch of pitches to Settle and Fisher. But fielder's choice and a strikeout got her out of that self-created mess. Now trying to avoid a mess here. Maggie Joseph, a 308 hitter with some pop. Three home runs on the campaign. Pitch tails down and in. Ball four. Unlike the two walks in the first, this one on four pitches.
Maggie Joseph gets aboard. So leadoff runner for the first time in the two innings for Union. Also a basketball player, Maggie Joseph, for the Scotties.
Here's a little number for you. In 121 innings coming in, 25 walks. So about one walk every five innings, right? Yeah, it'd be about right.
Right.
Five by 125, it'd be 125. Okay. So, yeah, about one walk every five innings. She's walked three
already
in one inning.
One plus, right?
Corinne Shannon, first pitch is a strike. Shannon, a 400 hitter. Pitch waist high, called strike two. Joseph, 14 stolen bases on the year. Oh, might be easier to steal against Barniak if you can read off-speed pitch coming. Change up. She brings that ball in a hurry, though, on the fastball. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Shannon chased something way up out of the zone. And again, we're whipping around wind-wise. Beautiful day. My goodness. Beautiful blue sky, high white cirrus clouds. Emily Ross standing in, 259 average. Barniak's first pitch to the plate, check swing, foul ball.
Yesterday we had sun in the first game. We were pushed back an hour to start because of the morning rain for a little bit, and then mostly overcast until the end of day one. Not so today. Can't ask for better weather.
Wind blowing out for the most part. Swing and a miss. Another pitch up out of the zone. The eight hitter Ross chased that. Mike's throw the ball down the second, but Joseph had abandoned any advancement. She is back at first, and now an 0-2 count at the plate. I'm sorry. I think it's 0-2.
I believe it's 0-2 as well.
Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Two strikeouts in a row, three in the game. Get that fastball under control, it's much more challenging to be an offensive player.
Well, if you're missing high, it's one thing, right? But it's hard to, I get hitters, both sports, right? It's hard to lay off the high pitches. We've been saying that Barnett was missing high, but in this inning, especially in the last two at-bats, Union has been chasing those high fastballs.
Confort takes high for a ball here. The nine-hitter batting .464 on the year.
Pretty good freshman season. Also has pitched a little bit during her first year.
Ball and no strikes to Samantha Confer. Pitch runs up and in. The Mikes might want to appeal here, but the longer you wait, the less likely you are to get it. And now they're not even going to ask for it. .20 to the nine hitter. Runner is still at first after the leadoff four-pitch walk. Runner on the move. Throw down, not in time. Ball not caught by second baseman Chun, but knocked down enough to keep it within range.
Joseph, 15 steals, second on the team. Two steals already for Union. They've got 106 stolen bases as a team, so they will certainly use that to their advantage.
It's number 15 for Joseph, one of five players in this lineup. 2-1 in for a called strike. It's 2-2. Catcher Macheski running out clear to the circle with the ball.
Smart, though.
Joseph only a couple of feet away from second. I mean, if she's going to go, you just get
the
ball.
She's telling
right
you,
back.
I got eyes on you, right? But yeah. She didn't throw it, which is the key. Buddy, right, I agree with you. She wasn't that far off the bag.
2-2 to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strikeout ends the inning for the second frame in a row. Four Ks for Bailey Barniak. We've played two. It's Carmichael's 1, Union nothing in the WPIL 1A softball championship game on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking...
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
Top of the second inning, top of the Carmichael's batting order. First pitch into Keilani Chun for a called strike. Ground ball right up the middle. Another base hit for Chun in the leadoff spot.
That's where her initial hit would have wanted. It didn't catch the glove of Corinne Shannon, but doing her job, as you said. We talked about a two-hitter, right? The bashers. Your job as the one is to be on base, no matter how you get there. Two for two for Keilani Chun.
Bring up Barniak. Has a couple of sacrifices this year. The Mike's leading 1-0. Do you bunt Barniak here? She's obviously got pop in the bat. Going to pop this one foul back out of play. That one just behind the executive staff of the WPIL, Vince Sortino, Brian Geyer, Matt Mance, all on site today. Hi, Jess. I didn't get a hug. Pitch misses inside and gets away.
Pass ball on that?
Yeah, for a minute there, John Patron, the home plate umpire, had his both hands up, and I thought he was actually indicating a foul ball, but Chun's still at second, so the pass ball. Yeah. It,
yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's a foul ball. Yeah, hands went up right away, so the ruling was a foul ball. So Chun will indeed go back to first base.
It's one of those ticks, right? You could hear that if you're where John Patron is and the batter Barniak and the catcher Fisher.
So 0-2 to Barniak. That pitch into dirt. Chun with a late break. The throw down to second. Tag down onto the foot, which was already on the base.
Not a bad throw by Fisher. But just getting in ahead of that, Chun. So
there's a wild pitch, by the way. Not a stolen base. Was not running on the pitch. Went once it hit the dirt. So now 1-2 to Barniak. At least that's the way I saw it. Shannon misses high for ball two.
I will agree to disagree. But you are the official scorer.
Well, I'm not that. I'm just maybe the official scorer here.
In this duo, yes, you are.
Oh, what a blast. Beautiful day here. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Pitch up and away, and now it's 3-2 from 0-2 to 3-2. A 3A game will follow, and South Park is in the house. Chun at second base with nobody out. Here comes a 3-2 to Barniak. Misses high. First walk of the game. Second batter to reach base freely. Hit batter in the first. So now Karis McConnell comes to the plate. Mike's with the lead at 1-0, and now with two on and nobody out. And the runner is Ainsley Simons at first. Courtesy runner for the pitcher. Plate umpire John Patron, the book out, writing that all down in his little notepad.
And we talked a little bit about Stow Rocks and their 10 championships. 97, Carmichael's defeated Burgettstown. 98, it was the Stow Rocks Vikings who were their opponents.
Fastball in for a called strike. Interesting little development, and these assignments are pretty well made in advance, but Patron was the home plate umpire in the Mike semifinal win against West Green. 0-1 to the plate. McConnell takes that outside for a ball. 1-1. I just happened to know that because I had that game. And it didn't register to me until he went and walked away to record the courtesy runner in his scorecard. Swing and a miss, and now McConnell behind in the count 1-2. Had a base hit to left to drive in what is so far the game's only run. Shannon winds and deals. McConnell fouls that straight back.
Three hits, four runs batted in the last two playoff games for Karis McConnell.
Yeah, 229 earned run average. So that's a little over 2.25 runs per seven innings allowed by Shannon. McConnell backed off the plate with that inside pitch. Evens the count at 2-2. I don't know if two wins it, but when you got Bailey Barniak in the circle with a less than one earned run average, you got to like your chances.
Those two facts are certainly related.
Two balls, two strikes. McConnell fouls one off. That would have clunked hard off the old barn where it's still standing there.
Julia Varhola yesterday. Bria Basiljevac, right? Great pitchers. Sydney Sekely we'll see for South Park. Barniak certainly on the list.
Sydney Gonglick we
saw
yesterday.
Yeah, at least I forget Sydney Gonglick, right?
Another 2-2. McConnell lays off a high fastball. Chun with that delivery. She gets a huge lead there at second. If Fisher throws to second behind her and Chun breaks to third, I don't care how strong of an arm Fisher has, Joseph's not throwing her out. Three balls, two strikes to McConnell. Payoff pitch up and away, and the bases are loaded with nobody out.
We just talked about it. This could be a critical juncture right here. It's only the top of the third. You're already down one, but sometimes, and obviously, Doug Fisher's thinking the same thing.
I want to go back to that first inning because this is a similar situation to what happened in the first, though they're one batter ahead of that because Barniak fouled out in her first at-bat, walked in her second. So the bases are loaded with nobody out, bringing up Macheski. Kenley Macheski, a .415 average, some pop, a home run, 26 runs batted in on the year.
She was nicked by the pitch in the top of the first, and then two strikeouts, two big ones there from Corinne Shannon. She's going to try to need that, but you mentioned Macheski probably in the cleanup spot for a good reason. Girls volleyball player as well for Kenley Macheski.
Yeah, I don't think Dave Briggs pulled this lineup out of a hat.
Like nope,
he knows he's right. Got some idea what he's doing here, and there's a reason that Macheski is in this four spot. Base is loaded, nobody out. Comebacker past the circle. Shortstop will glove. Throw to first. RBI ground out. It's 2-0 Carmichaels.
I think it's the right play, specifically because Keilani Chun, good speed, good awareness on the bases. So you take the out. And that's a smart decision by Olivia Williams. But you take the RBI as well for Carmichaels, who now has a 2-0 lead.
Now, the other thing I might question is, does Williams have a chance to get the out at second and take the one out of the middle?
It's a good point. There probably was a chance there.
And now the batter, Jocelyn Carter, shows bunt, chops at it. Runner hung out between third and home and able to get back because third baseman Settle didn't catch the throw. And I don't know if she catches it if they're going to be able to get her because the runner was getting past her at the time the throw got there. If that throw goes clearing through to the bag, to the shortstop covering up, they got a runner in all kind of trouble. But Simons gets back. No balls and a strike. Pop up to the circle, caught by Shannon. Runners get back. Two outs here in the inning. And now Peyton Plavey will bat with runners at second and third and two outs for the second time in the game.
5-6. Lisa Bat there, Carter, now Plavey. Right now they're at 0-3, straining two runners each time.
Plavey swings and misses. Looked like an indecisive swing there and kind of chopped at the ball.
Shannon gets this out, right? Yeah.
Yep.
It'd be big for Union. But we said with Barniak, 2-0 lead is pretty hard to overcome.
Ball is bunted. Shannon comes down the field, throws Plavey out, and they're going to get a foul ball call, so everybody will return. Third base umpire Bill Boehner saying that the ball was fouled.
Barniak on the roll, regular season finale, perfect game, 14 strikeouts against Waynesburg, complete game, one hitter, 19 strikeouts against Weekly Academy, complete game, two hitter, with 12 strikeouts against West Green.
0-2, swing and a miss. Plavey down on strikes to end the inning. That's four strikeouts in the game now for Shannon. And two more runners left aboard, but the Mikes add a run on one hit. We've played 2.5. It's now Carmichael's 2, Union nothing, here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
We'll be right back.
go to the bottom of the third inning. Union trailing 2-0. They'll be at the top of their batting order. Olivia Williams, Maddie Settle, and Ireland Fisher.
Three walks, four strikeouts through the first two innings for Barniak.
Williams grounded out on the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning, a roller to first baseman Carter. Barniak winds and deals. First pitch swinging, popped up, foul territory, back over near the concession building.
Bob, you talked about Barniak one walk every five innings, right? Three walks today. She only had two walks in the first two playoff games. So, but no hits yet, no runs allowed. That last number, right, probably the most important.
Off-speed pitch misses high, a ball and a strike. Just to finish up my note there about John Patron, when I wrote the umpires down on my charts and stuff, didn't register to me that I had seen him work a game before. And I check back, I see it was Carmichael's game, but it triggered me. Ball base hit into shallow left center field for Williams, first hit of the ball game. But when he took his time writing down the courtesy runner and walked clear back out of the way, I remembered that he did that in the Carmichael's West Green semifinal game, and took a while for us to figure out what is he doing, but then we figured it out, making sure that his notes are up to speed. And
just the fourth hit allowed in the playoffs. Williams, by the way, during the regular season, .625, that batting average was fourth in the WPIL.
Maddie Settle in now, walked on about eight pitches her first time up.
Careful here, because Olivia Williams, who was going to Finley, has the program record 59 steals for Union.
10 today. On the move, but abandons that.
She has 10 steals today?
No, not today.
I'm kidding you. I was like, boy, but I missed something on my scorecard. Which is highly probable that I missed something on my scorecard.
Barniak deals. Bunt is shown. Put down. Back to the pitcher. Sacrifice complete. Back pick throw. And they get the runner hung up between second and third. Almost took too long to throw it. Now the chase back. And it'll be Chun. She'll not make the throw. You want the runner to commit back to the base that they're coming from. If you let somebody get in safely, it has to be back.
And the last thing, Chun, right there. She needed to throw. You're exactly right. So it comes back to Chun. And Kehlani, we know she has the speed, but right there, you're right. Throw it to third, because you want the runner going back to the original base. And give credit to Olivia Williams. She was in a pickle, and then she got out of the pickle.
Sacrifice 1-4, and Williams goes first to third on the sacrifice.
Pretty good bunt, too, because Settle, that was a hard pitch to bunt. It was high and tight, but she did a great job of that.
Pitch to Ireland Fisher. Gets off the glove of Macheski, and coming down the score is Olivia Williams. It's 2-1. Two mistakes, and against a great team, they make you pay.
Indeed. We saw that a few times yesterday, and that's just Williams doing what she does on the base paths.
The pass ball. One ball, no strikes. Pitch to Fisher, who has the pop to tie the game here. Fastball up and in. Two balls and no strikes.
You don't give good teams extra outs.
And when you do, it's hard to win.
Even if you don't get an out on the rundown, you still have Williams at second base. Doesn't score on the pass ball.
Fisher hits one in center, knocked down by Lucas to hold that to a base hit. Fisher with the single. That'll make the Williams run an earned run.
Yeah, might have scored on that. So doing the job, Fisher with the line drive. First run that Bailey Barniak has allowed in the playoffs. First run since May the 4th. And a 5-4 loss to Laurel Highlands.
Courtesy runner at first base is Erica Reichert. apologies. Olivia Benedict to bat now. Two hits allowed in this inning, two in the game. Bunt shown, pitch taken inside and dropped by Macheski. Pass ball.
I know she's distracted and screened a little bit by the bunt, but that's a ball that she'd like to have back, and that's an extra base for Union, trying to tie this one up.
And the mics are going to powwow in the circle. Just a little unglued, got away with a couple of walks in the first two innings, but the base hit, the sacrifice, should have ended with a runner at second, could well have ended with nobody on and two outs, but okay, you can't charge an error to begin with, but the fact that the Mikes mishandled the rundown play and chased the runner without a throw into third, it's the wrong direction.
It is. It's a mental error, right?
And then the pass ball followed that. The run scores. Now a base hit for Fisher. Riggert on at the second base, and now with the pass ball on a pitch just above the letters.
By the way, Macheski jumped in, All-State catcher last year, was Caitlin Waggett for Carmichael's.
Pitch to Benedict is fouled straight back, evens the count at a ball and a strike. And
Caitlin Waggett made the right choice. She's at Cal U, so I'm sure she's here somewhere. She's used to being right where Macheski is now here at Lilyfield.
Been quite a Cal U softball presence here this week with all the work had to be done. Benedict strokes one to left field, going to get down, rounding second, heading for home as the courtesy runner. Now the batter hung up between first and second, and Chun this time going to track her down. So the RBI single for Benedict ties the game. She has 25 runs batted in on the year. Third hit of the inning, but Chun then on a play from 7-4 to track down Benedict and retire her.
Credit to the Scotties. Barniak had allowed just three hits in the two previous playoff games. Three hits and four batters in this inning to tie the game. And give credit to Chun. I thought they were going to botch another rundown, but they get the out, and we're squared at two.
Two runs across, two outs in the inning. First pitch to Nevaeh Hunt. And you can just imagine what's happening here with the wind blowing. Ospie pitch in for a called strike. Down even up at 1-1. Hunt struck out to end the Union threat in the first. Fastball tails down and in, two balls and a strike. Big thanks to our entire crew here, Jason Tennant, our producer, and three guys handling cameras all day yesterday, all day today as well. Swing and a miss by Hunt. Scott Donnelly over in along the third base line. Eric Bennett.
Those guys
perch at first.
They need to be careful, right? Because they're both on their ladders perched at opposite baselines.
Check swing. Going to get an appeal, and a ruling is no swing. Sam Puglisi, the first base umpire, says no swing by Hunt.
Brett is anchored down, but he's got the most traffic around him.
But you know what? He's the youngest of the three, and I know this valley, this grass area here, is calling him to come down and play. Like always happens at the softball championships, I think we probably should have stuck him on one of those ladders with nobody around, because he is so tempted to run down and roll in that grass.
Take my shot, then I'll go run. Missed the Pirates and the Penguins.
Two balls, two strikes. Nevaeh Hunt awaits. 2-2 from Barniak. Ripped foul. Glad they put that fence there. We used to work on top of that third base dugout, and ball rattled off that protective fence there.
I remember watching videos of that perch and the coverage. It's a pretty good cut there by Nevaeh Hunt. Two freshmen, Hunt and Confer. Two freshmen in the starting lineup for the Scotties.
Their pitch misses high, and Hunt, I have that as ball three, but I don't see any challenge there, so apparently we missed one there. Reveling in Gambita rolling in the grass, maybe. I'll take that one. Fourth walk of the game. Another uncharacteristic number there. And no complaint from the Carmichael's dugout. So. Two out and a runner at first, and Hunt with double-digit steals. On the move, and then doesn't go. The ball's in a strike on Maggie Joseph. She walked on four pitches to open the second inning. So far, Barniak is not allowed any of the walked batters to score. Pitch misses below the knees, evens the count at a ball and a strike. Our broadcast vantage point here in straightaway center field. When you see the that view that you're looking at right now on NFHS, we're about 4 feet away from said cameraman. Ball lifted foul and off the netting. Runner will return. Hunt. One more time, Barniak winds and deals. Check swing. Runner steals second. I think the Mikes want another appeal, but I don't see the home plate umpire Patron asking. The count goes even at 2-2. Joseph awaits the 2-2, takes it right down the middle for called strike three to end the inning. Fifth strikeout of the game for Barniak, but Union plates two runs on three hits, leaves a runner aboard. We've played three complete. Your score now, Carmichael's 2, Union 2, the WPIL 1A softball championship game on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends. Because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Top of the fourth inning. Mike's set the bat up 7-8-9 hitters, combined 0-for-3 first time through. In fact, the bottom five spots in the batting order are hitless, 0-for-7 combined from 5 down through 9. First pitch is a ball to Bentley Lucas. Takes a pitch outside for ball 2. Totals through 3 innings, Carmichael's 2 runs, 3 hits, 4 errors for Union. Two runs, three hits, four left on both teams. Thought I had myself all set up for something really smooth, and then I misspeak. Pitching.
Now you made me look. I thought I missed 10 stolen bases and 8 errors.
Just to note, the second Union run is unearned. That because of the pass ball. Ground ball to the 5-6 hole, cut off by the third baseman Settle. Outstanding play there. That ball gets through to Williams. I don't know. They get an out.
I agree with you. That's the third baseman's play, and well done. Matty Settle handled it well.
Gianna Colarusso to bat. Back to that second run being unearned. A run in and one out. Ireland Fisher singled. Her courtesy runner, Reigert, took second on a pass ball, then scored on Olivia Benedict's base hit. The base hit would not have scored the runner from first, and then you follow that with a walk and a strikeout, and so therefore the run is unearned. 1-0 the count on Nicola Russo. Struck out swinging in her only previous at-bat. Ground ball foul back to toward the backstop. Count even at a ball and a strike. All a base running action for Carmichael's. This happened in the top four spots. Chun on twice. McConnell on twice. Macheski and Barniak each on once. And nobody else has reached base. Ball fouled off.
Had a chance to see Carmichael grad Dom Colarusso, Gianna's brother, shortstop for Chatham. They made their first ever appearance in the PAC, the President's Athletic Conference Championship Tournament. He was a part of the best season they've had in their short history at Chatham.
Ball fisted toward the first baseman in foul territory. Benedict lays out but can't get it in the glove. Ball and two strikes. Yeah, they started the havoc wreaking in that tournament by knocking off the one seed in the opening game.
That's right. Westminster was the one seed, and they were out. They got out 21-1.
Yeah, as the one seed. Pitch right down the middle, called strike three. Colarusso strikes out for the second time. Five strikeouts in the game now for Corinne Shannon. And Avery Voighthofer comes to the plate. Well, if you're Carmichael's, you at least want to be out here for a little bit after giving up two in the bottom of the third and seemingly in the field for a while. Voighthofer takes a called strike.
Yeah, but you said it's the top of the order, specifically Chun, Barniak, McConnell, Macheski, who have been the problem spot for Shannon.
2-2 tie as we play here in the top of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss. And now an 0-2 count on Voighthofer. 295 season average. Two out, nobody on. Ground ball into that 5-6 hole and into left field. Voighthofer with a two-out single.
Turn over the lineup. The junior does that. Voighthofer with her first hit.
After the Mikes had gotten runners to second and third with one out, four additional batters retired in order. Now with a two-out single for Voighthofer to get it back to Kehlani Chun. Two hits in the game, both taken right back up the middle. Fastball up and in, fouled off.
Good cut by Chun. All section player as a designated player as a freshman. Kehlani Chun.
Breeze blowing from left to right at the moment. Pitch in the dirt, handled by Fisher. Keep the runner stuck at first base. Counts even up at 1-1. Actually, the pitch I thought we'd see to start the Chun at bat with those two shots right back up the middle to get her out in front on a changeup. 1-1 pitch, misses high. Two out. Voighthofer at first.
Yeah, I got a couple over there.
Chun awaits Corinne Shannon's delivery. The right-hander winds and deals. Ground ball back to the circle. Not nearly hit as hard. Throw to first. Side retired. A two-out single and a runner left on. We played 3.5. Halfway through regulation. Carmichael's 2, Union 2. In the WPIL 1A championship game on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Corinne Shannon will lead off. 7, 8, 9 hitters for the Scotties.
Let's say hello to our friends in Lawrence County. They're watching us in the auditorium.
Hey, y'all.
At Union.
So your Lawrence County Sports Network, our colleagues here earlier today. First pitch to Shannon goes to the backstop.
Yeah, well, Lee Moan and Jay Moan are here.
Indeed.
Lee told me that James Dotson is teaching. I thought that was debatable. Kid James.
What's he teaching? I'm sure. I mean, he could certainly be teaching. Just what? That's the question.
He's a math teacher.
I teach too, but you might not want to have your kids enrolled in the class. Swing and a miss by Shannon, a ball and a strike.
You're teaching life, Bob Gregg.
I jest about that. I think I'd be all right. Ground ball sharply hit past third baseman Sisler. Leadoff single, second inning in a row. Third straight inning that the leadoff batter has reached base.
Get a courtesy runner for Shannon. We will.
Holmes running at first base. Yep. Courtesy runner for the pitcher. And the batter now will be Emily Ross. Holmes has 3 steals on the year. But the Scotties have appeared to be in run mode, try to pressure the Carmichael's defense.
3 steals today.
Bunt popped up and going to get down back near the backstop before catcher Macheski could get to it.
107 is now the season total for the Scotties.
Emily Ross 0-for-1 with a strikeout in her only at-bat. Now the top 7 spots in the batting order have all reached base for Union, and they're batting only in the fourth inning. Ball flared past first base over into foul territory, and once again a foul pop-up not caught there. Carter couldn't get back to that one. She was playing in case of a bunt. And now Ross, not likely to bunt here, does not have a sacrifice bunt on the year, and certainly with 2 strikes you don't expect her. What'd she do? Puts down the bunt.
And a good one.
And the throw gets by second baseman Chun down the right field line. Going to end up runners at first and third. And the throw back to the infield. The ball gets away at home plate, and it's going to end up with a run.
And all the way to third is Ross.
And they actually call obstruction at home plate to allow Holmes to score the run. The throw not caught by Chun at first base, and then when the throw back to the infield hopped between the legs of the catcher, and the throw actually beat Holmes to the plate, but obstruction is the call.
Can we see that again, please, Jason? That's a great view of this. There's your first error.
And I don't know if Chun was screened by Carter, but then the throw from the right fielder to the infield gets by Macheski.
Right here, I think this is a correct call obstruction, because look, that's like a foot race.
And Barniak coming down, and she's in the baseline before she gets the ball. Caught the ball, put the tag on, but the obstruction call allows the run to score. And on the play, the batter Ross ends up at third base. So Union has scored 3 straight runs and a chance here with the 9-hitter Confer standing in to add to that lead. Ball is bunted up in the air, and I'm going to go back to the at-bat by Ross. Bunt pop-up not gotten to. Macheski couldn't get there. Pop-up beyond first base, and first baseman Carter, who was playing up, couldn't get back to it. Extra, not extra outs because they weren't errors, and it would have been spectacular plays either way, but pop-ups not, foul pop-ups not gotten to, extended that at-bat for Ross, and look what happened. Now 0-2 the count on Confort.
I think we were joking about the four errors, right? But there's two on one play for Carmichaels, who also has a rundown that they muffed. So those are mistakes that you don't want to give a good team like Union.
Ball popped up in foul territory down the left field line, and it drops in foul territory.
It's a good hustle by Karis McConnell. She's the only player with a chance to get that. If she gets that, that would have been interesting to see if Holmes would have tried to score, or Ross, excuse me, trying to score from third. There's another pop-up they couldn't get to.
Just trying to decide on the error on the bunt play, whether it's on the throw or on the non-catch. And again, Carter may have screened Chun off, and Chun didn't see the throw, but we're going to go on the throw. So sacrifice E5 and then E9 on the throw to the plate that bounced and got through Macheski that enabled the run to score. Ball popped up in shallow left field. Going to get down. RBI single for Confort.
Here come the Scotties. Wouldn't think that they would go away. Taking on a great pitcher like Barniak. Trying to win their fourth championship in 5 years.
I'm sorry.
What do you need?
Two runs across in this inning, 4-2 lead ball. Sky high, fly ball to left. Flavy runs under it, and she will make the catch here. And that retires Maddie Settle. That's the second out in the inning. I'm missing an out, partner. Confer made an out, and then the Williams base hit. She's on it first.
So it's the Williams RBI.
My apologies. Now the fly out to left off the bat of Maddie Settle, and Ireland Fisher stands in. First pitch tails down and away for a ball.
Missing out as well, trying to reconstruct that eventful sacrifice bunt.
It's certainly eventful. Swing and a miss. Runner breaks. Late throw by Macheski. And Williams with a steal. Her 11th.
Yeah, they're fourth. We had an eventful strikeout in the 6A championship yesterday. A strikeout where a throw didn't have to be made. And two runs scored on that. And now sacrifice bunt with a whole lot of action in this inning.
Pitch to Fisher is fouled off. Count at 1-2. Union with two runs in the third, one run earned, one unearned. Same status of the two runs here in this fourth inning. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Fisher takes outside for a ball, 2-2.
Good take. That didn't miss by much.
Yeah, ball's in the right on the line of the opposite batter's box. Two balls, two strikes. Barniak deals to Fisher. Sky high. Fly ball to center. Luke is given chase, and it's gone. That's what Ireland Fisher does. Two-run home run. It's a four spot in the fourth for the one-seed Union Scotties.
Well, that one way up there. And way out there. I thought we were getting our first souvenir of the two-day tournament. Ireland Fisher, 34 career homers now. for the Scotties, adding to her program record and adding to their lead now, plus four for Union.
Four spot in this frame. Now 6-2. Carmichael scored one in the first, one in the third, but two in the third for Union tied the game, and four here across in this frame. Pitch called a ball wide to Olivia Benedict. Fisher's 13th home run this season. Ball laced to down the left field line, but foul. Talked about how high that was. That was two straight high fly
right.
balls. One shallow caught by Plavy, and then that one, no chance for Lucas to get to it. Landed about 4 feet beyond the home run fence. Ball popped up foul over by the third base dugout, and that's going to drift back out of play. Four runs across in the inning. Only the first run is an earned run. Even the two-run home run came after the inning should have been over. Strike three called down the outside edge of the plate. Sixth strikeout of the game for Barniak, but the Scotties put up four runs on three hits, including the two-run Ireland Fisher home run. There was two errors in the inning and nobody left on. We've played four. Your score now, Union 6, Carmichael's 2 in the WPIO 1A softball championship game here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Greene County with video on NFHS.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Without high school activities, there is no high school experience. It's those experiences when you go out and you meet people that you're only connected with through your passions is what really makes you become the person that you're going to become.
We go to the top of the fifth inning, and the Mike's in trouble now. Down 6-2. Bailey Barniak will lead off. First pitch swinging, Barniak fouls it off. Correction on the strikeout numbers for Barniak. The Benedict strikeout was the seventh strikeout of the game. And we have confirmed that Samantha Confer struck out while we were rebuilding the madness on the bases. Pitch in the dirt to Barniak. And a couple of too many not clean plays for the Mikes today. Find them down four.
Mention it again, against a good team, you got to limit those opportunities, and the Carmichael's has not done that, certainly.
Barniak chases the pitch up and out of the strike zone. And down on strikes, six strikeouts now for Corinne Shannon.
Well, this team can hit. Union can hit, no doubt about it. Carmichael's had shutouts in six of their last seven games, 14 shutouts on the season. This is the most runs the Mighty Mikes have allowed since March 23rd, which was a 9-3 loss in Morgantown.
Karis McConnell takes a pitch high for ball one. First of three WPIL softball championship games. We'll go to 3A, then 4A.
Since that Uniontown game, they had allowed nine runs all told. They've got six against them in this one.
Fastball misses low. Two balls and no strikes. last ball in the third. Ended up allowing a run because of the extra 60 feet. Rundown play, not handled. A sacrifice bunt, not played well. Ball lifted foul and going to get out of play. Just too many extra opportunities against the team looking to win their fourth title in 5 years.
Right, and we talked about line of construction, right, the Bashers. Ireland Fisher, certainly that. And she had the ultimate big hit, the home run.
It's at the second home run in our championship festival here. The one yesterday by Addie Oleski was a grand slam. Swing and a miss. McConnell comes up empty to count now 2-2.
We almost had our first souvenir. Scott Moore would have came and taken that away from us.
He would have. He has a history of that. Yeah, yeah. More accurately, 2-2 pitch misses away. Our producer Jason Tennant, good friends with Scott Moore, by the way, says that he wouldn't have done it. He'd have sent somebody to get it.
He's not. He's not wrong.
Yeah, he has a habit of that too. Oh my goodness! 2-2 pitch to McConnell, lifts it foul to the backstop netting, and we joke about a play in the. Bentworth-Burgettstown game at Trinity. What was that in the quarterfinals? Gonglick had a home run that landed about 4 feet to my left. And we ended up with the ball sitting at our table. And about 2 innings later, center fielder comes out and says, "Hey, that guy in there told me I could get the ball back." I'm like, "I'll get it back." And she goes, "No, I'm supposed to get it." Like, okay. McConnell flies one into shallow right center field. Nevaeh Hunt takes charge, makes the grab for the out. Two down.
Eight of the last nine batters now retired by Corinne Shannon.
Mike's got three of the first four on base in the first inning and a run across. First three batters reach base in the third, and they got a run across. But Shannon has done a nice job when she's been in trouble to limit it to single runs in those two frames. First pitch in for a called strike to Kenley Macheski.
Now you got a four-run cushion, too. That changes the strategy. Just want to throw strikes. Continue to throw strikes. Let your defense do the work unless you're piling up strikeouts, which Shannon has six with one in this inning.
Fastball misses away. Winner of this game will host Purchase Line. The loser will travel to District 5 champion Berlin. Third place finisher Jeff Morgan will travel to take on District 10 champion Cambridge Springs. And just a note after this pitch, Macheski rolls it foul. We got word from the PIAA by way of our NFHS guru Doug Schicchitano that if home fields meet the PIAA minimum standards, that teams can play their first round games on their home fields. And many will do that. So when I tell you that the loser's going to Berlin, I'm telling you they're probably going to Berlin. Ground ball single into left field, and then a throwback. Maggie Joseph, she's standing at the bag and then kind of not paying attention and almost got hit with that throw. Two-out single for Macheski, second inning in a row that the Mikes have gotten a two-out base hit. A lot of pressure on your offense to try to cash something in.
Carmichael's has had hit. They've had it hit in every inning except for the 1-2-3 second.
Caitlin Kramer running for Macheski for the second time in the game. Jocelyn Carter to bat now. She's 0-for-2, a strikeout and a pop out to the pitcher. Five hits now for the Mikes. Oh, those hits all singles. Two for Keilani Chun, one for McConnell, one for Macheski, and one for Voithoffer. Down 6-2, swing and a miss, fastball, and Carter tied up. Seven outs left to work with for Carmichael's to try to get square at least. Fastball misses high, a ball and a strike. The only game in town, the only WPIL games on the schedule. This game
we're
and
down
the
to
two
three,
more.
Right?
That's it. And two, nobody else playing at the moment.
3A, 4A. Those two championships yet to be decided.
Ball lifted, fouling out of play over the first base dugout. Youngster with the glove, brought the glove to the game, and that's why you do that.
A nice catch.
Snared that foul ball. Came running down that hill. That sent me tumbling, by the way. Swing and a miss. Strikeout of Carter for the second time, and seven strikeouts in the game. Now for Corinne Shannon. No runs a hit, one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Union 6, Carmichael's 2 here on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Bottom of the fifth inning. 5-6-7 hitters due up for Union. And all but the nine spot for Union has gotten a runner on base. So 1 through 8 have all reached base at least once in this game. Nevaeh Hunt with a walk in that third inning. Ground ball. Third, snared by Sisler. Throw to first in time. Outstanding play. That's why they call it the hot corner. Smashed at third base.
Hunt did her job, though. Hit it hard, but done a great job right there to get the first out.
Second baseman Maggie Joseph to stand in now. She also has a walk in two plate appearances. Barniak deals. Off-speed pitch misses low and away for a ball.
So Union team that averages 11.6 runs a game.
Halfway home. Grounder to third, gets by Sisler. Shortstop makes the play, throw to first, ruled safe. Maggie Joseph with a base hit.
Sisler tried to get there. That's why he tried to get there for that exact reason. Just couldn't. Infield single for Joseph. One on, one out.
That's when McConnell has to come forward on an angle to get that. And doing so, you risk running into your third baseman who's coming at the ball as well, but shortens the throw and gets you to the ball quicker. But base hit there. One out single for Joseph. Corinne Shannon, who singled to open the fourth inning in the batter's box, swings and misses at the first pitch. Here's the 0-1. Shannon takes high and away for a ball. Carmichael's took a 2-0 lead in the top of the third, scored single runs in the first and third innings. Union tied it in the bottom of the third and then added four in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ball fouled off by Shannon. Count now 1-2. Mount Pleasant and South Park coming up next. And it'll be Blackhawk and Elizabeth Forward, a couple of 1-3 matchups. Fastball away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. softball championship so far have been 5-3, Neshanic and Bentworth, 11-1.
Yeah, there's an outlier right there.
North Hills versus Shaler, 2-1, Seneca Valley Hempfield, 2-1, Carmichael's Union, and then the 3-1 games to close. Pitch misses high, and now from 1-2 to 3-2.
South Park, Neshanic, Elizabeth Forward all had baseball teams in the championships. All three of those teams came up on the losing end.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. 8 strikeouts now for Barniak. 2 outs here in the 5th. And the batter is Emily Ross. It was Ross's sacrifice bunt that started the chaos there in the 4th. That it ended up with a run in. An obstruction call, 2 errors, and Ross standing at 3rd. Swing and a miss. And again, Macheski running probably 20 feet up the first base line, holding the ball, looking at the runner, Joseph. And certainly Maggie Joseph's a threat to steal, but probably not when you're 10 feet out in front of the plate. Ball flared up the third base line. That's going to hit the screen on top of the third base dugout.
Softball buys. Yesterday, Neshanic denied their 5th straight championship, losing to Bentworth, who captured title number 1.
Bearcats here 2 years ago and lost to Neshanic in the midst of that Lancers run, and now have gotten their WPIL championship. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 9. 2 in the inning. 1 out, single, and a runner left on for the Scotties. We go to the 6th. Union 6, Carmichael's 2 on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
The Mikes have a rally in them. They probably want to get it started. Need 4 before giving up their next 6 outs. Peyton Plavey will lead off here in the 6th inning as 6, 7, 8, 9 hopefully to bat. First pitch from Corinne Shannon misses high and away for a ball.
Had a 2-0 lead, did Carmichael's. 2 in the 3rd to tie, 4 in the bottom of the 4th for Union to go up by 4.
5 hits in the game for the Mikes, 4 of them in the top 4 spots in the batting order. Steady breeze blowing through now, a little stronger than it had been, and I'm sure you can hear that. That is not Bobby O whistling while he works.
But it's a cold breeze. If it was me, it would be a bunch of hot air.
2 balls and a strike to Plavey. Struck out twice with the runners at 2nd and 3rd. Takes a fastball at the knees for called strike 2. I think 3-2 is the count, just I believe. Shannon winds and deals. Ground ball back past the pitcher. Second baseman Joseph gets to it quickly and throws Plavey out. That'll bring up Bentley Lucas. He's grounded out twice, once to 2nd, once to 3rd. Outstanding play by Settle, the third baseman, to cut that ball off from going into that 5-6 hole. Third straight inning, the leadoff batter retired. First pitch fouled off by Lucas. Shannon, trouble in the first, gave up two hits and a hit batter and a run across. Trouble in the third, single walk, and then a ground out brought in the second Carmichael's run. But only two base runners since then. Ball fouled off, out of play. And both of those base runners have been two out singles, one in the fourth by Voighthoffer, one in the fifth by Macheski. 6-2, Carmichael's with the lead. I'm sorry, I did that again. Union with the lead on Carmichael's. Pitch in on the hands, but hit the knob of the bat for a foul ball.
Mentioned earlier last year, 3-0 victory, Mia Pruse, the no-hitter. Corinne Shannon had a two-run homer in the win over Carmichael's for the Scotties last year's title. 2 years ago in 2023, 10-8 was the score.
0-2 check swing, going to appeal, and the answer is no. And because that the check swing answer was no, I can assure you Alan Porter's not umpiring at first base.
That's confirmed.
Lucas awaiting the pitch. Shannon delivers. Strike three called. Pitch just above the waist on the outer edge of the plate. Seven strikeouts in the game for Shannon. Eight strikeouts in the game. I looked at my K-swing seven that ended the fifth inning and added another KC and said the same number. First pitch to Gianna Colarusso.
Well, Union at 18-2 have not lost to a single A team this season. They lost to Montour in their opener.
That was a wild game.
5A team, 13-12. And then their other loss was to 5A West Allegheny.
Bunt up the first baseline, handled by the pitcher. Throw on to first, and the out is accomplished. The bunt ground out 1-3. The Mikes retired in order in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Union 6, Carmichael's 2 here on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
Rev up your summer in Greene County, Pennsylvania. Experience high-energy motocross, drag racing, powerful truck pulls, and lively car shows all season long. Feel the power at the Greene County Megapool, Saturday, June 13th at the Greene County Fairgrounds. Watch elite drivers and high-horsepower machines battle it out in an adrenaline-filled showcase of strength and skill. Don't miss this action-packed American tradition. Start your engines and plan your trip at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Nine-hitter Samantha Confer to lead off. And we're going to get a batter. It's going to be Chloe Confer. 4-for-10, limited plate appearances. Hitter here in the sixth inning in the nine spot in the batting order. First pitch from Barniak goes to the backstop. A little extra on that first pitch fastball. Everybody ready? Barniak's 1-0, took a little something off that pitch, and swung on and missed.
Chloe Confer, by the way, three sports at Union, also the basketball team, the girls' volleyball team.
Get second strike on Chloe Confer, and Mike start to throw the ball around. We saw a walk on what we thought was the third ball, and this time the Mike think it's the second strike's the third strike. Pitch misses low to Confer, evens the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, pinch hitter in the nine spot. Confer lifts a foul ball back toward the media tent and then on over to the concession building.
Looking for four titles in 5 years, Union. They haven't lost to a single-A team in the WPL, I believe, since 2021.
That's a little while.
It is. Right before this run started, 22, 23, 25. Their three titles, last year's state championship as well.
It's in the dirt. Count now 3-2. I mean, think about when 2021 was. We were coming out of COVID. 3-2 swing, a foul tip back into the glove. 10 strikeouts for Barniak. I'll turn the order over to the top and Olivia Williams.
Three in a row now for Barniak. 890, her career total with her 10th strikeout.
Olivia Williams, 2-for-3 in the game, grounded out on the first pitch in the first inning, and then has singled twice and scored twice. Swings at the first pitch with a fly ball to left. Plavy giving chase over near the line, and another foul ball that just doesn't get caught. That time, another layout effort. Plavy's done that twice on balls down there and hasn't been able to catch him.
Really great hustle by Plavy, Peyton Plavy, the senior, even though couldn't come up with an out either time.
Here comes the 0-1 to Williams. Lace down the left field line, heading right for Scott Donnelly, but checked up a little short.
There he is. He's a little more relaxed than Eric Bennett.
Well, here's the thing. He's the elder statesman of the camera crew today.
I would have went with a veteran. But you're not wrong. He's on the third base perch.
Ball hit in the air. Shortstop, Karis McConnell backs a step onto the grass and makes the grab. Two down. Yeah, so we got the kid up here wanting to go play in the grass, Brett Gambita, the youngest member of the camera crew. We have Scott Donnelly, the elder statesman. And then you have the stoic Eric Bennett. He's the middle child. There's Brett, looking at him, trying to whoop up the crowd.
That's Brett. That was Bob Squared to his right, your left.
First pitch, tap foul by Settle.
We didn't. We never waved to Jason. He's hidden behind us. It's behind all the equipment.
Ground ball backhanded by the shortstop. McConnell throw to first. Outstanding play as Union set down in order for the first time in the ball game. We go to the seventh. It's Union 6, Carmichael's 2 on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County on NFHS.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered.
Broil Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
It is never a good thing when you need more runs than you have outs to work with. And that's exactly where Carmichael's finds themselves as we go to the top of the seventh, down four with three outs.
If you're a fan of history repeating itself, you're probably a fan of the Union Scotties. Last year, defeated Carmichael's 3-0 to win their third WPL championship. If they win here, that'll be 4 in 5 years. They won their first state championship against Northeast Bradford. They beat Purchase Line in the first round of the state playoffs at home, 12-0 last year. That's who they will play if they come out of this with their fourth championship in 5 years.
Purchase Line, isn't that the new home of Ed Dalt, football coach? Did he go back home? No, he went to River Valley.
Yeah, River Valley.
He started at Purchase Line, that's right. Batter is Avery Boydhofer to lead off the seventh, singled with two out back in the fourth inning. Corinne Shannon brings a pitch in for a called strike. Nine, 1-2 to bat for the Mikes. Dust storm blows up right across the home plate area, as you no doubt saw. Pitch in for a called strike. It's 1-2. Five hits for Carmichael's, all singles. Boydhofer swings. The ball pops out of the glove. And quick play there by Fisher to throw to first to complete the strikeout.
Nine strikeouts now for Corinne Shannon. And she had big shoes to fill. Leah Pruse, Canisius was fantastic. That is 135 strikeouts now in the season for Shannon.
Kalani Chun, 2-for-3 in the game. Couple of sharp singles right up the middle. Check swing. And going to appeal that swing, and the answer is no. One ball, no strikes.
Win number 15 would be her biggest. It would also match her uniform number.
Shortstop Olivia Williams cheating up the middle a little bit. That's where Chun hit the ball twice. First one was deflected off the glove of the pitcher. Roller to second. Joseph handles. A little flip to first in time to get the speedy batter. Two outs. Bailey Barniak comes to the plate. Barniak, 0-for-2 plus a walk on the afternoon. Two out, nobody on. Shot on the ground to second baseman Joseph. Throws to Benedict to end the ball game, and the celebration is on in the circle. The Union Scotties have won their fourth WPIL softball championship in 5 years. And the Mikes' last seven batters retired in order to set the final score. We'll get you a recap of this one. We have the McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game in our post-game show as well. Union Scotties win their 19th game of the year, and they pick up their fourth WPIL Softball Championship. Your final score, Union 6, Carmichael's 2. Postgame coming your way next here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Welcome back to Penn West, California's Lily Field. The single-A championship in the books as the Union Scotties win for the fourth time in five seasons, a 6-2 winner over Carmichael's. Here's how it happened. Keilani Chun led off the ball game with a sharp single off the glove of pitcher Corinne Shannon. Went to second, actually, an important play on a foul out in right field. And then Karis McConnell with a base hit to drive Chun home. It was 1-0. Go to the top of the third inning. Chun with another sharp single. This one cleanly up the middle into center field. A wild pitch moved her to second. Couple of walks then to Barniak and McConnell, and Kenley Macheski's ground out to short picks up her 27th RBI. Chun scampers home to put the mics up 2-0, but that would be the end of the scoring for Carmichael's here this afternoon. Bottom of the third inning, leadoff single for Olivia Williams. Maddie Settle's bunt sacrifice. Settle retired at first, but on the play, the Mikes had Williams hung out to dry between second and third and didn't handle the rundown well and eventually chased the runner Williams into third instead of back into second base. And a pass ball allowed Williams to score to get the Scotties on the board. After that, Ireland Fisher with a base hit. She went to second on a pass ball, and Olivia Benedict's base hit brought her home, tying the game at 2. Stayed that way to the bottom of the fourth. Leadoff single for Corinne Shannon. Courtesy runner Miara Holmes came into the game. Sacrifice bunt put down by Emily Ross, but an errant throw at first base allowed Shannon to end up coming all the way around because the throw home got away at the plate, and then pitcher Barniak called for obstruction. And even though she had the throw in time, she had blocked the base about the final one-third of the way down the lane, blocked the base, and Holmes was tagged out, but granted home on the obstruction call. Ross ended up at third on that second error, and after a strikeout, Olivia Williams singled to bring her home. So then Williams stole second, and after a flyout, Ireland Fisher with a home run that hit about 5 feet over the center field fence, and that set our final score for the day. Here are your totals in the ball game. Union 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 5 left on. Carmichael's 2 runs, 5 hits, two errors and six left on. Corinne Shannon, the winning pitcher, seven innings, charged with two runs, both earned on five hits, walked a pair and struck out nine. Bailey Barniak takes the loss, six innings of work, charged with all six runs, only two earned, gave up seven hits, walked four, none of whom scored, and struck out 10 in the ballgame. Time to recognize our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game. We'll have that for you here on greensports.net and NFHS.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And our tradition here on greensports.net broadcast is that our player of the game is a Greene County player, and I will get to that McCracken Pharmacy player of the game. I do want to recognize a player in our discussions if we were overarching, and that would be Ireland Fisher. Her two-run home run ended the ball game for all intent and purposes. The Mikes had one base runner after that.
Two for three for Fisher. Two runs scored on base all three times. Her home run, by the way, the big blow, her career home run number 34, which is all-time number one at Union.
13 this year and now 42 runs batted in for Fisher, and she scored two of the six runs this afternoon for the champion Union Scotties. For our Greene County folks, our player of the game, going to go with Keilani Chun. Two hits in the game, two runs scored both of Carmichael's runs here this afternoon here in the WPIL final, albeit in an effort that brought them up short by a 6-2 count.
Third straight season they come up short against Union. And unfortunately, if you're rooting for Carmichael's, that second run that Chun scored was their highlight, as Union tied it up in the bottom of the third and then went ahead with the four-run fourth inning. And we talked about this, right? Good teams, you don't want to give them chances. A muffed rundown, a pass ball in the third inning, Bob, and then the disastrous two errors on a sacrifice bunt. It's a 4-2 game, and then the big blow from Fisher, 6-2. There's a reason the cast of characters has changed up a little bit for Union over the past 5 years for those championships, but the results are the same for the Scotties, as you mentioned it. 19-2 in four championships in 5 years for Union.
Scotties will play at home against District 6 third-place finisher Purchase Line. Meanwhile, the Mikes will have themselves a road trip out to Potato Chip and Pretzel Land. They'll visit Berlin Brothers Valley, the District 5 champion, on Monday. And the third-place team, Jefferson Morgan, will travel into District 10 to play Cambridge Springs. Coverage of the WPIL 1A Softball Championship here on greensports.net and NFHS has been brought to you by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. VisitGreene.org. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Kinetic, Internet better. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Thanks to the folks here at Penn West, California, to the WPIL executive staff, to our crew, producer Jason Tennant, my broadcast partner Bob Orquist, Scott Donnelly, Eric Bennett, Brett Gambito on camera. I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on the WPIL Softball Championships from Penn West, California's Lily Field. The 1A championship game goes to the number one seed Union Scotties by way of a 6-2 victory over Carmichael's. This has been a presentation of Greensports.net on NFHS.